Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is, oh my goodness, can't miss this. Evil Weasel Wednesday, but every fucking Wednesday is evil. Every day of the goddamn week is evil. It's we're engulfed in it. It's also the 8th day of December, 2021. It's 12:04 Pacific Time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program. Listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 667-770-1530. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029, and then the pound sign. Again, that's 667-770-1530, and then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you're going to have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. It is currently 43 degrees here, 4,200 feet in the high Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 44 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It's chilly. We're supposed to have snow on Saturday. We'll see. Yeah, if that forecast keeps backing way back, they're talking real snow, up to day after day until it's up to like 14 inches, and we can only hope. That being said, let's see what we're going to jump into here. New Jersey gun bill includes mandatory re-education and forced labor with anti-gun groups. We'll get into it as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
Alrighty then, let's just start right. Another treacherous day in the life of a fucking American national trying to fucking live free in a goddamn communist society that has been fucking, where you're seeing fucking people fucking wear diapers on their fucking face just because they're told to, not because they even believe that weak. New Jersey gun bill includes mandatory re-education and forced labor with anti-gun groups. Are you people in New Jersey going to do this? This is from Ammo Land. It was sent in by People for Life and Freedom for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. New Jersey State Bill 3757 is scheduled to be heard in the Senate Law and Public Safety Committee on Thursday, December 9th, 2021 at 1 o'clock p.m. This is this so-called gun, quote, safety storage bill evaporates the constitutional right to self. See, it ain't a constitutional right. As long as you keep on with this fucking language, you don't learn the goddamn language, you don't understand that the fucking Bill of Rights was law before it was ever attached to that fraudulent fucking constitution that was ratified by the fucking aristocrats among the aristocrats. It was never ratified by the people like the Bill of Rights was. The Bill of Rights is our superiority. It is our superior jurisdiction. It's goddamn, it's our freedom and liberty, people. Constitutional right to self-defense. I don't have a constitutional right to self-defense. I have a fucking natural right to self-defense and a natural right to protect and guard my freedom and my liberty if I have to fucking kill to do it. Defense inside the home, as explicitly recognized by the United States Supreme Court, which in the Heller case, and here we go again. The Supreme Court has no authority under Article 9 of the fucking Bill of Rights. The Supreme Superior, absolute law of this fucking land, has no authority to fucking regulate or fucking litigate our goddamn Bill of Rights. Only ones that can litigate within the Bill of Rights, within that body of law, which is the common law for the United States of America, ratified December 15, 1791, is we the people as individuals. And they fucking know it. And you think they don't fucking know that what this right here is a goddamn blatant violation of the highest law of this goddamn land, you're a fool. And you better be feeling like the people did back in 1775 when they when militias were coming down to Concord to meet the fucking British that were coming to get their fucking firearms. They weren't coming to get their firearms, they were coming to start a fucking war. And this is what this shit here is. Will you fucking take it? Will you allow this? The purpose law, the proposed law, would require all legal owners of firearms, what's an illegal owner of a fucking firearm, you son of a bitch? You have nothing to say about it. Servant, dog shit, fucking nobody. Owners of a firearm to store or secure a firearm that is not in use at a premises under the owner's control, unloaded in a gun safe or securely locked box or a container, and store ammunition separately in a securely locked box or container. This is exactly what they did in fucking Australia. After they got the most of the guns, the people who were allowed to keep their bolt action fucking rifles and stuff, we had people call in from Australia in the past, and they told this exact same thing. They're just making their move. They haven't got our guns yet. They don't have us down to fucking bolt action fucking rifles and three fucking rounds or four rounds at a fucking time. We got fucking plenty of fucking guns with plenty of fucking fire power and capacity to fucking shut these cocksuckers down like the fucking Australians should have done. Like, I gotta believe the Australians right now are fucking dreading the fact that they did not fucking shut it down, that they did not fight in the past. Now they gotta fight with no fucking guns. They say they buried a lot, but I don't think so. I think they're they're in a bad fucking way. They're going to have to take the guns the old-fashioned way. Take a gun with a fucking knife. All firearms not in use must be secured in a gun safe, securely locked box, or container. The phrase "not in use" is not defined. It is useless. Unless you are actually shooting a gun, it would arguably be in use. It might potentially be of use at some time in the future, but until you are using it, it's not in use. So it has to stay locked up. All ammunition must be permanently stored in a separate securely locked box or container. There is no use exception for ammunition. Oh, fuck, man. We've done this 100,000 fucking times, man, and you guys know it. So we're going to fucking look at the fucking definition Mr. Tench caught you introduced, that which was already the law of this land, as an addition to the fucking fraudulent Constitution as one of the 10 amendments that made up the First Amendment to the Constitution, which was the Bill of Rights, which is the common law of we the people and our jurisdictional authority conduct our lives and live in autonomy. Who are the militia? Are they not ourselves? Now listen, Congress have no power to disarm the militia. Their swords and every other terrible implement of the soldier are the birthright. This is your birthright you're talking about, and you know what the fucking consequences of giving those guns up. Are the birthright of an American. The ultimate power of the sword is not in either the hands of either the federal or state governments. This is a state fucking government who is blatantly denying a fucking absolute guaranteed right under superior fucking law. And if you people in fucking New Jersey do not stand up and enforce that law, you will become just like the fucking Aussies. And this is the time to fight is now. Where I trust in God, it will ever remain in the hands of the people. As civil rulers not having their duty to the people duly before them may attempt to tyrannize, they are fucking tyrannizing or not? They're acting without jurisdictional authority. They are fucking locking us down, like fucking and locking us in jail in our fucking homes without any authority to do so. That is tyranny. And as the military forces, which must be occasionally raised to defend our country, see, there wasn't even a standing military. And there wasn't fucking supposed to be unless it was raised by the fucking Congress specifically to repel an invasion to protect our fucking rights. It was all supposed to be designed around protecting our natural fucking rights. Might pervert their power to the injury of their fellow citizens. That means that the goddamn guns are to fight those bastards if they try to pervert their power to the injury of us. The people are confirmed by the next article in their right. That right. And a right has no conditions. A right is not a fucking privilege or a fucking immunity granted by a fucking government. A right, a natural right, is fucking just, it just is. And you have the right to fucking exercise your fucking right without condition. A right is without condition. By this next article, to their right to keep and bear their private arms. And this is free of fucking any government interference whatsoever, because those guns were meant, that second article was meant to fucking take out a tyrannical government, an occupation by the Zionist fucking Jews. It was meant to fucking remove this goddamn problem that is fucking engulfing us, that is fucking ruining our fucking lives, that is taking away our pursuit to happiness. You cannot be happy under a communist regime, and you by God know it. You can only be a slave. And when you're in servitude, you cannot be happy. If you're happy as a slave and that's what you really want, get the fuck out of this country. Go to goddamn China. There's all kinds of communist countries. Go to Russia. Any place you want to go. Just get the fuck out of here, because this is what we set out down for our people. We're going to be free. The militia, who are in fact the effective part of the people at large, will form a powerful check on the regular troops. And that's what you're supposed to do in this situation that you're looking at there in New Jersey. You're supposed to fucking check it. You outnumber the son of a bitches. You outgun the son of a bitches. And if you do not fucking exercise your goddamn right, you will fucking end up on your goddamn knees. You will end up fucking slaves. It's your choice. Are you going to allow, you've allowed it to go this fucking far. The generations before you have allowed it to fucking progress right up to this goddamn point, from the thin edge of that wedge right up to the thick edge of that wedge. And now here we stand. All ammunition must be permanently stored in a separate, securely locked box or container. Now, why do they doing this? It's to protect people. Because they love you so much, they're giving you goddamn death shots that are admittedly fucking biological fucking kill agents. But they love you so much. They don't want you to get owied with the gun. Unless one of their fucking Gestapo fucking Stasi fucking agents, private fucking agents of private fucking goddamn security firms that are there to protect the goddamn criminals and that are perpetrating these unlawful acts upon we the people. They can have their gun. And you know, if they kill somebody every once in a while, you know, hey, what the hell? They are not, this goddamn Blackwater USA was never authorized by we the people. They were never, what was supposed to be a government that fucking served us was never supposed to have any kind of jurisdictional authority over us. Otherwise, they wouldn't be serving us now, would they? Because the jurisdictional authority is everything. Who gives the fucking order? Who has the authority is what it comes down to. And now they're fucking telling you, where are your leaders, that they are the ruling class, which would make you the class that is ruled. When they say these things to you, do you understand the goddamn words? Do you understand the implications of the words? This is complete fucking violation of our law. It can't be argued that it isn't. If it could be argued that it isn't, they would be all over that fucking argument. But there is no argument. That fucking law is absolute law, and it says exactly what it says, and it cannot be fucking changed because it was set up so that it could not be changed. So that later down the line, the anti-federalists made sure that later down the line, no matter when the time came, when we became desperate, the law would still be there. It would still be in effect. All we'd have to do is fucking enforce it. But by God, we have to enforce it. It won't enforce itself. Go ahead.
Yeah, they're laying off UPS workers. Like hundreds of thousands of them. They're closing all their doors.
Oh, I'm sure. The whole idea is to bring this country
down. Even I was talking to a lady at the post office. She said that a lot of strange things are happening.
Well, of course they are. We're going in. This is part of the reset.
Yeah, the ruling class, dude. The ruling class is ruling everything. The secret societies.
Yep. You goddamn right they are. And it is our goddamn duty to our progeny. If you care about your grandchildren, if you care about your children, if you care about your great-grandchildren, you have to fight. If you don't fight, they will live in fucking servitude. They will live like the goddamn serfs of old, back in old England, where the corporate lord can. I mean, that's one of the most disgusting things I've always thought about slavery, is the fucking sloppy pig fucking king, like the prima nocta for the fucking lords of the land. That people could never own the fucking land that they did the work on, that they produced on, that they just handed over the fucking lion's share over to the son of a bitch because God ordained that that person there is the one that owns the land. Fuck bullshit. Fuck you. Anybody that thinks it. Go ahead.
Well, you know, Henry, you know, When you just sum it all up, man, you know, they're making their move.
Yes, they are.
And, you know, they're sitting back and they're making their move. And, you know, it was just like that, you know, that sad article, man, that I haven't got out of my damn head all day that I read on the site about that lady burning herself in Australia.
Yep.
And she writing it, you know, writing that sign on her car saying the mandates are killing and no one cares. Man, we can't go down like that, man.
No.
That is freaking. I mean, man, I've been thinking about that crap all day. Thank God today I was off work. But, man, I've been thinking, man, when you think about people are doing themselves like that because they are so just under tyrannical oppression about a fake ass virus, about a shot, they are under oppression, this shit don't even exist, Henry. It doesn't even exist. And the shots that they're giving people is killing and maiming people.
Of course. But, you know, this lady, I mean, you're either going to sink into apathy and do something like, you know, kill yourself for them. I mean, that is the most illogical thing in the world. What if all the goddamn people back in 1775 just said, we're just not going to do it, we'll just kill ourselves? I mean, it was a foolish fucking thing to do. It is sinking to the depths of apathy. And I'm sure they fucking publicized it. See, you ain't nothing you can do. You can kill yourself, but you're going to do what we say. You want to bet, you son of a bitch? I can get one of them guns.
Hey, Henry, I was doing a little searching, and they were saying over there, some people over there are saying that their mainstream moves didn't even run that story on the air in Australia.
They won't even run it?
They didn't even run that story. Say that again.
It's pathetic. I mean, I don't know what to tell you, Dion. I didn't read the story. I read the comments on it. But, you know, people have done it before. Sit down in the middle of the street and pour gas on themselves, light themselves on fire. I guess that it does show that people would rather be dead than live under fucking tyranny. But, yeah.
That's exactly what it shows.
But you don't, I'm not going to be suicidal.
No. Because, you know what I was thinking here? I was like, why she just not, I mean, she could have lured a plan, you know, called the cops over there, had something set up, and hey, I'm taking fear of y'all with me.
Now you're talking.
Engulf them. I mean, she could have engulfed, anything.
Absolutely.
Suicide's okay if you take one with you.
Goddamn right.
Exactly.
Your thing is, when you go to do it, try to get away with it. Maybe you get more. I mean, goddamn, we got to think like Americans. If Americans were this goddamn weak, we would have never had any kind of fucking freedom. We wouldn't have had the notion of fucking freedom. We would be, we'd already be fucking my lord and fucking bowing to people and kissing their fucking feet and kissing their rings. Fuck them. You, I mean, don't get mad. Get, or don't get, go to apathy. Get fucking even.
You know, Henry, you know, it's an old saying in fighting, right? You meet equal amount of force with equal amount of force. And, you know, and that's what we're going to have to do. I mean, this is crazy. It's just like this other story that I read, Henry. The guy with the German who killed his family. All because he forged some, what was it, COVID-19 vaccination papers in Germany. And his boss said he was going to tell on him. So he killed him, himself, and his three daughters.
Well, that
because
shit.
He didn't want to lose his kids, and he killed his wife because he didn't want him and his wife to go to prison, and he didn't want to lose his kids. None of them had the shot; they weren't going to take it. But he was so scared, he didn't know what was going to happen. He knocked him and his whole family off, man. This shit has got to go, man.
It has to go, and you know, look at the Palestinians. They didn't. I mean, they might commit suicide, but they strap fucking goddamn dynamite on themselves and they walk into a crowd of the enemy and they fucking ignite. I mean, what people are going to have to do to fight that have allowed their guns to be taken away is probably going to surprise a lot of people, but fuck, just killing yourself, you fucking surrender. Yeah, I mean, you not only killed yourself, you took yourself out of the fucking fight. And it, man, you know, they got 90,000 troops massing on the Russians do on the Ukraine border, and it is fucking scaring the shit. Oh my God, they're going to invade. They're setting up for World War II because Japan, I mean, China's going to invade fucking Taiwan and then Japan, and then same time Russia, invades fucking the Ukraine. They're going back to the old, I mean, that's their fallback. Because they are losing on every fucking front in this phony fucking COVID doesn't exist goddamn scenario. They just are.
You got to support and honor the memories of Lavoy Finnegan and Weavers. Yes. And
all the people who had the guts. Yeah, all the people who had the guts.
And get on a jury and let them loose.
Yep. Exactly. Well, really, they weren't like Ruby Ridge, Ron, what the hell is his name? Ron, the one that shot.
They didn't take any with them.
Lon Hariuchi. You know that fucking the state of Idaho indicted him for murder. And then the federal government stepped in and claimed some federal superiority and fucking, and yeah, and stopped the fucking process. They shouldn't have, the people of Idaho should have fucking stood there and said, no, by God, you ain't. This is our fucking jurisdiction. See, this is what happens when you let that goddamn, administrative admiralty jurisdiction come onto our fucking land. It's just going to be 10 square miles, honestly. It'll be just a military citadel so that we can, you know, organize the military quick if we need to defend your rights, to defend your life, to defend your property. Just let us have this admiralty, just this little tiny bit, and now it's fucking everywhere. They have fucking, I mean, this is just exactly what the guys in the anti-federalist papers said was going to fucking happen. And I think they saw the day that we are living today. And they said, we have to make sure that they cannot remove that fucking Bill of Rights. They can pretend, they can ignore it. They can fucking trample on it, but they can't make it go away. And it belongs to each individual. Pardon?
Like the way you said it, it's a list of things they did in the past.
Exactly. Well, that's why the people that wrote it the way they did. They knew how what they had done to the people in England, and you know, other peoples in other totalitarian fucking under other totalitarian governments. They know what they did too. And the whole idea was that we were going to be free, individual, sovereign nationals. That no government was ever going to exercise tyranny over our people, over us. That's what the whole fucking idea of this country was. And then they turn it to, oh, it's capitalism. No, it fucking ain't. I challenge you to get the original Constitution and the and take the Bill of Rights, and I want you to find goddamn capitalism and that word capitalism in any fucking where. It doesn't exist. This is a capitalist country. It's a capitalist democracy is what it is. And see, that's the misnomer with the goddamn words. We got to quit doing it. We got to quit calling it vaccine. It's a goddamn biological death agent made for fucking international genocide of the people. Because the fucking filthy fucking rich, the 1%, know they cannot control what's on this goddamn planet. And the longer we wait, the more they're killing off. That's for goddamn sure. I mean, they're killing
Africa,
people. Yeah?
Africa knows. They won't let Bill Gates step foot on their soil.
Well, they got a goddamn warrant out for him for crimes against humanity. I mean, it's blatant what they're doing. I mean, it's shit. The fourth arm of the goddamn government, which is the propaganda machine, they're taking over the fucking net. They're taking over. I mean, they had the goddamn broadcasting television, man. They had television, and with with the internet, the people, because of our fucking numbers, and because of our fucking free will and our free thought, we fucking dusted their ass. They're down to where they, I mean, like Fox, you know, they put on that new thing, they wanted to put the cops back on so people could watch the cops fucking violating the rights of fucking American nationals left and right, give that attitude that there's nothing you can do about it, just take your fucking beating. Well, but by God, there is something you can do about it, and people haven't been taking their fucking beating, and the cops have been fucking getting their comeuppance. So fucking Fox puts this on, they got their new Fox Nation thing. And they put this programming on. First, it was, so many, I don't know, it was so much to sign up, if you wanted to watch it. And then it was, they're gonna be, we're giving it free to vets. And now it's a 35% discount. Nobody wants to fucking watch it. That's why they're coming at the fucking internet with everything they got. Because the people are going to the internet because they know that's the only fucking place they're ever gonna find the truth. And then at least they get a fucking, they get to pick what they fucking look at, and they can research anything that comes up. I mean, they look at the documents themselves. They're not having some talking head calling themselves a journalist who doesn't even know what the fucking word means, telling them what to think. And that's all these so-called fucking journalists do anymore. A journalist fucking puts the facts forward as nothing but the facts without opinion, and you make your own conclusions. That's what a journalist is. There are no more journalists in this goddamn country. Everybody has a fucking agenda, and those who don't have an agenda, their agenda is fucking mammon, and they will push somebody else's fucking agenda. You fucking come on to the air, and you tell the goddamn truth, and you continue to tell the truth, and they will fucking attack you and attack you and attack you. Fuck, we've fought this ship for 11 fucking years now. I know. I mean, when these guys, that are getting it on the internet because they're pissed off because they can't monetize their fucking, they can't make money off the goddamn disaster that, off the hell after the destruction of their fucking country. So they're fucking pissy. They're fucking pissy about it. They were doing this to us fucking 3 years before the first fucking one on YouTube or Twitter or anywhere else. It was even fucking, mentioned, that the first time it ever happened to one. They were doing it to us for 3 fucking years. And we were just holding on and fighting. That's the American fucking way. And we will continue to hold on and fight for as long as we possibly can. And then it will be when the battle is hot, we will fucking do our part. We all have to. It's that or goddamn fucking slavery. You have a choice, the 14th Amendment and the fucking unlawful United States Corporation, or the Bill of Rights and autonomy and freedom and liberty and the right to own fucking property. It's that goddamn simple, and it was been that simple all along. It was that simple back in 1775 at Lexington and Concord. You're either going to fucking take a knee and kiss a ring, hand your gun over, and be a fucking slave, or you're going to fucking stand up and you're going to fight and die and kill and do whatever it fucking takes to drive these fucking sick-in-the-head, pedophilic, maniac motherfuckers out of your goddamn country. And then after we did drive them out of our country, we laid the fucking law down. That goddamn Constitution was never ratified by we the people. We the people ratified that Bill of Rights. That is the fucking our law. It belongs to the people. That government ain't even supposed to even talk about it, let alone think that they can fucking trump it in violation of the Ninth Article, because the Ninth Article ended any thought that the government had any jurisdictional authority over the people as individual free sovereigns. It was a fucking, it was a misnomer. You can't have two things at once. We either are autonomous or we're ruled. And they're telling you right now, you're ruled. So if you want your autonomy back, your rights back, your natural rights back, you're going to have to do what your fucking great-great-great-great-great-great-grandfathers did back in 1775. You're going to have to kill the son of a bitches. You're going to have to shoot him out of this country. You're going to have to reestablish your borders and kick every fucking body out of here that came here under the lie of that 14th fucking amendment. Because that 14th fucking amendment was a violation of the Ninth Article, easily proven in any fucking court. But you don't have, that's why these pettifogging son of a bitches, these esquires, the queen's servants, came in. That's why the first thing they did was remove the common law courts. Because that's where we the people could fucking hang them. For fucking treason and sedition. And they're committing treason and sedition at fucking will and telling you, we're going to tweak your fucking Bill of Rights. You try tweaking it, motherfucker. I'll tweak your fucking head. At any rate, we'll be right back. Take your breath.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Shiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
No more lockdown. No more government overreach. No more fascist police. Disturbing our peace. No more taking of our freedom and our God-given rights. Pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave. Who's running our country? Who's running our world? Examine it closely. And watch it unfurl. No more lockdown. No more threats. No more Imperial College. Scientists making up crooked facts. No more lockdown. No more pulling the wool over our eyes. No more celebrities telling us what we're supposed to feel. No more status quo. Put your shoulder to the wind. No more lockdown. No more lockdown. No more lockdown. No more lockdown. Government overreach. No more fascist police disturbing our peace. No more taking our freedom and our God-given rights. Pretending it's for our safety when it's really to enslave. Who's running our country? Who's running our world? Examine it closely and watch it unfurl. No more lockdown, no more threats, no more imperial college scientists making up crooked facts. No more lockdown, no more pulling the wool over our eyes. No more celebrities telling us how we're supposed to feel. No more status quo. Gotta put your shoulder to the wheel. No more lockdown. No more lockdown. No more lockdown.
Listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM Chilliwack, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shively at Post Office Box 964, Chilliwack, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shively. It is 12:41 Pacific Time, and that was Van Morrison with No More Lockdowns. No more of this fucking shit. It has to stop, people. Because it is, I mean, it week to week, you just think, 2 weeks ago, how much more they've fucking done. They're doing it fucking in complete violation of the fucking highest law of this land. They're doing it in violation of your sovereignty and your goddamn autonomy. They are trying to make slaves out of you. Do you want to be a goddamn slave? Or would you rather be dead? Would you rather die on your feet or live on your knees? Because that's your fucking choice at this point in the ballgame. It's not entirely the fault of the people that are living today, because the generations before should have took care of this shit forthwith a long, 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 long time ago. When they went to confiscate the gold in 1933, it should have been fucking took care of then. If you're going to think you're going to take the gold from we the people, you're going to take it from each individual one of us, and it's going to take 12 of us to agree with the fucking government that you can take what belongs to us just because you say so. And I'll tell you what, there would have just been hangings, because they can't do that, and they couldn't operate in a fucking common law court. They'd have to come in as individuals in their individual capacity, and that's how they would die. But they have removed your common law courts. All you have left is that second article. And it was put there for this very fucking reason. And if you don't fucking use it, you will lose it. You will lose everything. You will lose this country. And you can't keep just letting people up. They're pouring over your border. It's open to anybody's, any of the 7 billion people on this goddamn planet. I mean, we're badass fucking, Americans are badass people. We've all proved it through time. We've shown courage, but stupidity at the same time, as we weren't fighting for our own freedoms and liberties. We were fighting to fucking enslave our own fucking people. That's what our armies did. That greatest generation did the greatest fucking damage in preserving international communism. So that we can face it today. The whole idea of the Vietnam and Korea was we'll fight them over there so that we don't have to fight them here. And we were already under goddamn communism. It's ignorance that has got us here. And it's cowardice and fucking, it's pure cowardice that's carrying it. That's carrying it on to the next fucking phase. We can shut this shit down. We truly can. But we have to fucking do it. You have to save my life. You have to do like your ancestors did. Your true founding fathers. My life and my obligation to my progeny, liberty, I have to put above my life. If it takes my life to save it, then it takes my life to save it. At least my grandchildren will live in freedom. They'll have a chance. God, I wish the generations before us would have done it, but we got stuck with it, guys. It's nothing we asked for. We just got stuck with it. Because we're in the final fucking phases of a goddamn, of the queen take, of Albert Pike's fucking dream of when the fucking crown heads of Europe would take the goddamn world. You know, we got empires. We'll live under empire. I don't want to live in any empire, do you? As a slave. It's real nice for the people at the fucking top that the fucking, that can, then they can just rape babies right in fucking front of you. You shut up. You don't have any say about it. And as a 14th Amendment fucking subject, which is what you fucking are, that your vote is bullshit. You cannot have a say in any of it. It's illogical. It can't work. If you're a subject, you have no say over shit. Your sovereign does. Whoever is over you, whoever owns you, has the fucking say. And they are your fucking will. You will do what they tell you to. If you don't have the goddamn guts to fucking fight for your grandchildren, you'll get what you deserve, but unfortunately so will your grandchildren. We were talking about this New Jersey gun bill that includes mandatory re-education and forced labor and anti-gun groups. There's no exception for gun shops, gun dealers, gunsmiths, or target ranges to display unloaded firearms. A dealer's entire inventory must be kept unloaded in a gun safe or securely locked box or container. No more displays of guns to rent or buy. Additionally, how can ammunition even be purchased when it too has to stay locked up at all times? Every gun and every round of ammunition at every dealer or range, whether for sale or rent, must be in a locked container. You see, they're not coming at you with troops like the goddamn British did. They're coming at you with communist fucking shit. Communist shit, you just tell them to, it's like the mass. The first day, the first time they said, well, you gotta wear a mask, that's our guy, fuck you. If everybody would have just said fuck you at one time, threw off the goddamn mask, we're not doing it. There ain't a goddamn thing they wouldn't have got that far. But as they keep fucking, it's the tyrant's way, they have the people in the grip of their fucking hand. And the more the people struggle to get away, the harder they squeeze. But pretty soon the people start squeezing through their fucking fingers. And ultimately the tyrant is fucking destroyed. But how many people do we want to lose fucking getting our fucking freedom and autonomy back? However many it is, they will pay by 10. And the ones that went along with it in this country, the Judeo-Christians, all you motherfuckers out there, you Trump-tards, everybody that went along with this shit and voted in foreign fucking elections under an occupation, your ass is going to march into the sea or you will be tried and hung. Plain and simple. When our law is returned, our law will be enforced and justice will prevail. Where were we? Antique and black powder guns are firearms now. Now, the definition of firearms before was a fully automatic fucking rifle or a sawed-off shotgun. That was the definition go ahead, sorry.
Hopefully all the Trump guards take their shot.
Oh, yeah, well, they probably will. I mean, they were talking about, you know, how Trump was still bragging that he's the one that brought this fucking death to us. I developed a death shot. Hell, you know, it's easy to develop something to kill somebody. Hell, you could just put Clorox in the goddamn needle and stick it in somebody and kill them. It's a little bigger deal than invent something to fucking stop death. And you did it real quick because you were making poison. That's why your Operation Warp Speed went at warp speed, because you were making poison. All you had to do is fucking make it more, see how, get it poisoned enough to fucking kill at the rate you want it to kill, and to kill who you want it to kill. I mean, they can sit there with a fucking computer, line you all up, come up, type up your name. Oh, you got a red flag by your name. Over there, you go over there and get your shot, and you get the goddamn death shot. Or you come up and you're, oh, this is one of our communist brethren. And you get the fuck over the other side and you get the saline. I mean, this is how, I always wondered how they would think they could sort things out and how it wouldn't get them. Because COVID-19 does not fucking exist. It doesn't exist. COVID-19 doesn't exist. So, you know, you all they have to do is not take the death shot. And stay away from the people that do when they're shedding the goddamn platelets that make you sick and kill you. I mean, it's a plan, but it's all out in the open now. It ain't like people do not know this shit is going on, and still they're sticking their fucking arms out. I don't fucking get it. I know a couple of people on our site have lost their fucking jobs because they would not fucking take the death shot. I mean, where's the defiance of the American nationals? Defiance! Defy those motherfuckers! Defy them to the death! Preferably theirs! And don't get sick in a car and light it on fire and say, I'm doing this because I just can't stand it. Go take one of those motherfuckers out! They're trying to kill you! When somebody's trying to kill you, I'm going to tell you a little secret. You got the right to fucking kill them first. That's another that's a part of the natural right that is the fucking, I mean, a part of our core law, our only law in this country, which is that goddamn Bill of Rights. It's not a bill of suggestions, it's a bill of fucking rights. And that unlawful 14th Amendment created in violation of Article 9 of that fucking Bill of Rights is non-enforceable. I mean, it tells you, read it. It tells you, you are a subject. If you're a subject, you are not a free man. Look up the definition of free man and look up the definition of subject. A subject is under the fucking, has no autonomy. You're not ruling yourself. You are the property of a fucking other human being. You are fucking slave fodder. Well, you people in New Jersey, like I said, you got your fucking choice. Either you're going to put up with this shit or you're going to fucking fight. I mean, we'll watch and see what happens. But if the people in New Jersey fight, everybody should start across this fucking land fighting. They should fucking shut this shit down forthwith and start. They'll run. If the people come out, like for the savages that we have in us, because we are American nationals and we are the fucking, we're badass fucking people. And we have the goddamn guns and we have the other fucking implements of fucking war necessary to fucking destroy them. They will run. And they'll send in their United Nations goddamn blue helmet Chinese. And all we got to do is just stack them and pack them as they come in. This is our goddamn backyard. Come play in it. We got plenty of people with the fucking knowledge. I mean, the people are going to get pushed out of the fucking service. I mean, these Marines, man. These guys need to be out there the first day they get fucking home and be completely outfitted and fucking have a group of people, a small group of people, because you can't trust in, fuck, you got three people unless, you can't trust, nobody can trust nobody unless two of them's dead. That's a saying in the country of the land of the free and the home of the brave. That's what, how chicken shit, cowardly our people have become. They will rat on their fucking brethren. For 30 pieces of silver. Twitter bans, let's see, what the hell is her name?
Hey, Henry.
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, you were asking, you know, you can't figure out or it doesn't make sense why these people are taking this jab and shit, this death shot, and it's hunting season out here, and of course we've got, friends that, they were raised out here, but they live in Colorado anyway, and one of them came to stop by the house, and it was really kind of hilarious. Well, it wasn't, because, you know, he came before Doc got home, but anyways, and my neighbor had come down, but Doc gets in and, oh, yeah, hey, brother, I ain't seen you in a year. We only see him about once a year about this time. And anyways, he had said, hey, give me a hug. He said, don't worry. He said, I've got my vaccine. I've been vaccinated. I've had the booster. And I thought to myself, oh, good Lord, Lord. So now I'm shoving D and zinc and everything in me going, Lord, please don't let this dude give me anything, you know. And but his whole reasoning, he said, why he did it was because he and his wife like to travel and go to other countries, and like it's mandatory. And my neighbor, he said, dude, he said, why don't you just stay here? There's a lot to see here. And, you know, of course, but that was his reasoning behind it.
I know, it's insane. My sister,
I mean,
she damn near died.
The dude has the money to be traveling and, you know, doing all these, you know, extravagant things. Obviously, the man has the money. But just to go on a happy-go-lucky vacation, you're going to take something. And, you know, there comes a point, you know, and I know a lot of the people on the side have kind of been talking about this, too, is like, I mean, you're just wasting energy by trying to explain this to people. It seems like to me, you know, I've done my best over and over and over, and you will get bucks every. I've had two people tell me, I said, don't you understand your authority? The Bill of Rights, that is your authority. You've got to understand this. Well, I don't give two shits about the Bill of Rights, point blank.
Well, then I would. Then I don't give two shits about fucking hanging your ass, traitor.
No, I'm with you, Henry. It's just at the point where a lot of this is, it just ain't.
It has caused fucking. I mean, you look at the Civil War, and I always wondered about that. You know, brother killing brother. That you've heard this, all the stories, and we know that it was all a bullshit fucking set up fucking for the New World Order and for the fucking Zionists to come in and take over this goddamn country and put us back under fucking the rule of the fucking English crown. But the bottom line is, how could you ever get brother to fight brother? And I was thinking in this day and age, I mean, the people were a lot more separated, and they, you know, they bought the propaganda, I guess, because, you know, they hadn't seen the treachery we've seen. And we've seen it in other countries. We've seen countries like fucking China, you know, 250 million fucking people killed for the Cultural Revolution to insert fucking communism, which is pure fucking misery. And they did it. They killed one another. But I mean, the thought that it's going to be, you know, instead of the blue and the gray, the vaxxed and the unvaxxed, is that what it's going to, they're thinking? But are they to the point that they know they can't get us to fight each other? So on a world basis, they're just fucking just culling. They're killing you. I mean, they don't even have to fucking pull a trigger. They don't have to get us to pull a trigger on each other. They just fucking put that fucking shit in your arm, and then you go out. My sister almost died about a few weeks ago. She called up and, you know, she calls me up and she's sick, you know, and I figured she, you know, she's a person that should know about fucking, colloidal silver water. And she said she was feeling really bad, you know, and I go, you've been around anybody who's been vaxxed? Yes. And my niece had it too, her daughter. And one of her boyfriends had went down for work and he'd got his fucking vax and they'd both been around him. And she goes, I know that's where it came from. So she's not stupid. She understands what's going on. And I mean, I had a hell of a time. I'm telling her what to do with the silver water to stop it. And it worked. I mean, she came down here and she said, I'm so fucking desperate, I'll try anything. And she wouldn't come to the house. We made silver water and set it out on the hood of my son's, blazer and our Bronco. And she came by and she just picked it up and went. And then, about 10 minutes later, she just drove over to the post office, and I told her, I said, take a mason jar, chug half of it right out the fucking gate. Because she told me that the night before she had told her husband to fucking smother her to death. She couldn't take it anymore. That's how much the pain and the headache, and it was just a horrible fucking thing. And she fucking calls me on the phone. She goes, I just drank half that. And she said, I broke out in a sweat. She said, I could feel it go clear through my whole fucking body. And she said, and I feel better already. And of course, she's fucking now, she's a fucking believer. And she, you know, she, it took about another week of, you know, she would come by and I, we'd leave it out there and she's, they're well now, both of them. But she was at the point to where she was ready to die. And that's how fucking far, you know, not that she didn't, she doesn't know what's going on. She knew where it came from. But the fact that I was telling her to do what she was to do, you know, and that people just don't believe. She goes, how can, now she says, she goes, this is a miracle. How is it nobody knows about this? I go, because of, why wouldn't you listen to me the first time? Because they won't goddamn listen. That's why.
You know, Henry, my dentist, I had to get an extraction on one of my molars, and my dentist brought that up. There's a store right beside them in Burlington, Colorado, and he brought that up and because about the healing, and I said, you know, okay, and he said, well, next door they have colloidal silver, and I said, oh, silver water. He said, yeah. He said, I cannot believe, he said, the progress that it'll heal such, you know, and your mouth heals pretty fast anyway, but he was just like shocked about it. And I said, oh yeah, I said, I've got everything to make it. I make my own. And you know, they was just like, wow, really? Even the hygienist asked me, well, how do you do it? And of course you taught me through the videos and everything and how to do it. And you're right. And that's the problem too here though. So she was around somebody who was vaxxed. And that's the problem. You don't know who's vaxxed. Now, this dude, you know, like I say, he's a good guy. I love him to death. But, you know, I mean, he's like giddy about it. Like, oh, you're cool. You know, I'm good to go. I got my shot. You know, that's the only one I know. Well, I do have a couple people that I know that said they took it, but that's the problem. If you know, you don't know who's done it and who hasn't.
And the thing is, you're taking it, but they keep talking about considering the other people. You're taking that, and you're killing people. You're killing us. We're not killing you by not taking it. If it was a vaccine and it worked, you wouldn't have nothing to worry about somebody who was unvaxxed, would you? But it comes out that your goddamn shedding of the fucking god platelets is fucking killing us. You know, so it's like, you know, my sister, she knew, she didn't know when she first went around the kid. I mean, he was my, her daughter's boyfriend. But, at any rate, she didn't know, but that then she, when she started getting sick, she said, did anybody, you know, was he vaxxed? Yes. And then she knew what it was. And it just kept getting worse and worse and worse. And then finally she said, I just felt like I had nothing to lose. So I took the silver water. She goes, oh God, she's coming so I can teach her how to make it. And, I went in the first, each bag, I put a, like one of these little saline bottles because out here, I don't know how it is everywhere else, but I used to could make silver water and it could sit there by my chair for fucking a month and it was still fucking, you could see the ions floating in the water. Now, 2 days, the ions drop to the fucking bottom and it's done. So you have to do it fresh. It has to be goddamn fresh when you do it. And I gave her, you know, I took the saline bottle and I put it and she, you know, I said, shoot it and up your each nostril and keep telling until it's running down your throat and then chug half of that, a mason jar full of that goddamn, silver water. And I mean, within a couple of fucking days, she was just like, how is it nobody knows about this? Here's the cure. Well, no shit. It's always been there. And it is really the cure for everything. You know,
I wonder how long after somebody who has taken that poison, I mean, can they constantly spread that?
I think Mary.
You know, shed?
I don't know if
Mary. Does anybody know that?
I don't know if Mary's listening. I think she explained it something that we asked her the same question. And Mary, if you're there, you can come up if you want. Anyways, ask Mary. I mean, she explained it to us. I can't remember. I think there was a 2 week, 3 week kind of thing where after that they would quit shedding and it would be safe to be around somebody or safer anyway. But, you know, Mary's pretty informed on this subject. She's probably the most informed person on the site on the subject, but maybe not. But at any rate, I would ask Mary, and she could tell you, but it seems like it was like 2 or 3 weeks you had to be away from them because they would be shedding it. And my sister's, you know, once she got over it, I mean, she's completely over it. She, you know, kicked it, and she's... she said that, you know, she said, I'm not going around to anybody anymore. I'm staying, you know, they're locking us in our home out of fear of running into somebody who's had the goddamn COVID shot and making us sick. You're the ones that are fucking up. You're the ones that are killing people, not us. If it was a vaccine and it worked, we couldn't hurt you. But it isn't a vaccine. It's been, the CDC has said it right on their own fucking site exactly what it is. DNA therapy, and it fucking will kill you, and you will kill me just by touching you because I love you. I want to give you a hug. That's my death. But Silverwater
Say it's the vaxxed and the unvaxxed. I mean, and
yep.
We don't know who's vaxxed unless they're going to tell you.
Exactly. But the bottom line is, I'm telling you, people, she was that close to death where she asked her husband to fucking smother her. She couldn't take the pain and shit of it. I mean, just a screaming headache and fucking the cough and couldn't breathe and the whole fucking deal. I mean, she was desperate. But that goddamn Silverwater knocked the shit out of it right out the fucking gate, and it will knock the shit out of it. So if you get sick from somebody who's done it, man, I mean, get the saline bottle, shoot that shit up your fucking nose till it runs out down your throat. Fucking chug that goddamn silver water. And I mean, I was having her drink a half a jar, every fucking 4 hours. And then finally she went to a quarter jar every 4 hours. And then to an eighth a jar every 4 hours. And within 2 weeks, completely gone. But I mean, she was that badly sick that she thought she was going to die.
Mm-mm-mm.
Yeah.
Well, I'm glad she's better, Henry. Thank you for sharing that.
Yep. Anyhow, we're over the top, so we'll be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches. And until then, I mean, if you know somebody that's sick, I've witnessed it with my own eyes, and my sister will testify. And that is The Word from the Trenches.